Now hear this, now hear this. Pucker up your ears so you can hear this kiss. The amount of letters in the Hebrew alphabet is 22, and each one has its own numerical value. The door to this knowledge is open that you may not party, and all are invited to participate in this Hebrew block party.
Man, Shows, my Shalom Kai.
What it is, what it do, man.
Man, it's all good, Shows. I'm trying to see what you can make it in for New World, man.
Peace be with you, man.
Hey, man, I want you to bring in a fresh golden white J's for the fam, boy. You know how we do.
Man, I'll bring those. Come I got on, you, man.
I'm about you, man.
I got you, man. On the real, I got you.
22, 22, 22. I'm inviting you to a Hebrew block party.
Block party,
block party,
block party.
I'm inviting you to a Hebrew block party.
Block party,
block party,
block party.
I'm inviting you to a Hebrew block party.
Block party,
block party,
block party.
Block party.
Block party.
I'm inviting you.
Tents up, drama tops fringed up. Celebrate our exodus, lemonade in my cup. If you never been friend, come attend. It's a must. Bottom line, guaranteed. Fun time, on the sunshine. Heat it up, watermelon, eat it up. Catch me chilling in the cut. Soul veg in my gut. Breeze through the trees, about 86 degrees. King of melodies, move my elbows and my knees. Hit my spine, stimulate my yacht time. Feeling fresh, sweet, sisterhood. So happy, is I'm going through the mountains. This girl, all the time, it's a family affair. And love is in the air, peace in the atmosphere. Leave your worries over there, over here. Relax your soul without a care. Yeah, children playing, music playing, shows quick playing. Whole village partying, feel what I'm saying.
22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22
Keeping the record spinning, I'm dazzling, so play garments all type of linen. Kings core front center, I'm grooving and tipping slippers. Chilling, we all winning. Here, what my percentage, so welcome. Atlanta to Belgium, we showing love to our elders. To this holy habitat, with a feeling to be relaxing, enjoying every sick and every breath in the midst of the saints. And no such thing that I can't do. Long as I'm a Hebrew, gotta keep the rhythm on loop. With the mark set, go, block party, here we go, let's get it. Brothers keep on fitting, crocheted and in it, rooted and committed.
I want you please stay near me. I want you please stay near me. I want you please stay near me. From your heavenly throne.
For my big brother Levy L, 2 times made it out of Babylon, yeah. So many beautiful smiles, so many blessed faces, manifestation, the Adamic civilization exists in the midst of the Most High's righteousness. And y'all must have known we needed a lift, a shift, a beautiful form of magnificence. And this is yes, our Abba held until the very last, second bit of the length of the 45th division. Dream like David, the sling, the shot, the stand against the heat and feel the steam. His obedience to the pan, for that alone, man, let it illuminate, let it elevate, let it in your mind levitate, let it marinate, let us set it straight, let us celebrate, cause it's a new world thing.
To be on the scene for any New World Passover 2013.
Where the things we all know, where the people still well froze. No bone face, no firm disgrace. Bring the love and happy days in Israel. It's where you got to be.
Shabbat Shalom Israel. That was Hebrew Block Party. And this is Righteous Radio, where the truth is the sound. Righteousness is in the atmosphere. Can you feel it? Maybe you can. Maybe you can't. Maybe you know who you are. Maybe you don't. This is DJ Yaakov coming at you on Righteous Radio, another episode of Righteous Radio on another Sabbath day as we come into our Sabbath day. And this episode, as many episodes, we will delve into scripture because we are coming into a time where the music is beautiful, but we must bring you the word along with the music. And this episode is entitled, Oh Foolish Galatians. Oh Foolish Galatians. Many people don't realize when they read the scriptures who the scriptures were written to. When you read a book, there's only one book that people read and they attribute everything in the book to everybody, to mankind. In reality, the Bible was not written to mankind any more than any other books that were written to us, any more than any other book that was written to a particular group is attributed to everybody. We only do that with the Bible. We only pick up a Bible and attribute that to everybody when it's clear that this word was written to a certain people. And these scriptures were written to a certain people. They didn't write these scriptures to the future generations of the earth. They wrote these scriptures to a specific people, just like Christ said, it is not good to give the people's meat to the dogs. Well, who were the dogs? Hey, I didn't write it. I didn't say it. Shoot the messenger if you will. But we must understand scripture, how it's written and who it is written to. And that is why we get so confused in the modern day church and in modern day religion, is because we don't attribute the scriptures as they were written. And if we did, then we would understand not only who we are in scripture, but we would understand how the scriptures are relevant to us individually. So today, that will be the topic of discussion. Oh, foolish Galatians. And even the Galatians, you know, I know a lot of you like to, y'all love Galatians 3. Where it's talking about there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, we are all one in Christ Jesus. But you don't use your common sense or a commonsensical approach to even breaking down that scripture. So by the time you get to Galatians 4, where it's saying that, you know, circumcision profits you nothing, and Galatians 5, and you know, you're totally confused because you can't even get past Galatians 3, and I think it's 28, when it's talking about neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female. You can't even realize that there is a difference between a male and a female. There is a difference between a Jewish person and a Greek person. There is a difference between somebody that's locked up and somebody that's free. So then you have to, if you know that there's a difference in those things, then if the scripture says what it says, then you have to be able to understand what is the scripture trying to say. And that's where precept upon precept comes in. That's what I'm trying to relay to a lot of you, is that you've never learned precept upon precept, which is the way you're supposed to study the scriptures. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. You have to put scriptures together. You have to group scriptures together to get the understanding of the scripture. The Bible is written in those type of increments. And this is why Christianity has been confused for many years. Because mostly what Christianity does is they'll take one scripture and they'll take the meaning out of that scripture and they'll try to, you know, pin a meaning to it and run all over run the gamut all over the place with that scripture without having a scripture to coincide with that scripture as the scriptures tell you to do. So anyway, before we get into our lesson today, we're going to give you some more music. We're going to do a little bit more music for you before we get into talking scripture. I'm going to have a little bit of excerpts from IUIC, and you know, we're going to have some excerpts of scriptural lessons so that you get the understanding, the biblical understanding of Galatians. So without further ado, we are going to hit you off with another joint from my man Amakai featuring Tone Jones and Mesh Money. It's an Israelite production called Stay. Where is my sound?
And the killings that's going on. But I was born and raised here. And from the inside looking out, I contend that there's a whole lot of love in this city. A whole lot of love. This is my story. This is my story. Shout out to everybody that's going through their problems right now. Myself, my only holy exodus. The devil can't get next to this. For you, my love is effortless. But I've been in my element. The holy and benevolent been telling me, son, it's a felony not to keep it heavenly. Love your soulmate with everything you got, then elevate. It's never late to revelate and meditate on the blessings that I put upon your plate. But wait, you the captain of your own fate. Put the hate on, fade away. Let the love embrace your space. Innovate your inner faith and fend you from it. Say you're from the hate and Satan fabricates. I pray the Lord to keep you safe. Just a little bit longer. lips. When they spread on the sweet kisses of bliss, sliced with a hint of fire, ice, and mint, mixed with the intent of being sent with reverence, complete with the pinch of love, warmth, and suspense. It's the evidence that my angel was sent, and from whenceforth you came, my soul has been convinced. My aims to recompense, commiserate against the will to yield the dense, false pretense, consequence. My soul is intense and bent on being lit and learnt, but not burnt. Interpreter Chris, I've earned this current abyss for me to get this and for you to be dismissed and never to be remiss. But you so unique, let me leave you with this.
Girl, you know I'll go all over the globe for you.
It's real to shout out
like a vocal too. Let the ocean waves tap up a toe or two, all while I'm holding you. This what we both to do.
That was Stay by Amina Khan. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you one more song before we get into our lesson. This is DJ Yaakov. This is Righteous Radio, where the truth is the sound. We're going to hit you off now with Brother Rashad. In the song, one of my favorite Israelite songs of all time, it's called To Zion. I'm sorry, this is Sharat Tazan, not Brother Rashad.
Something to look forward to.
Hey,
you got to know that something better is coming. As soon as I see them gates, you know that I'm running.
Coming back in the clouds, coming back with his chariots, when the last trumpet sounds.
Yeah, hold up, wait,
You ain't heard about them grapes. When we hit the wilderness, one cluster can't provide wine for a whole state. You gon' see marvels happen every day. High as light, that's light work. Slight perk, there's more to come. If you can overcome it, just wait. Yeah, and on the cool, I can't wait to see my savior's face. All along, it's been a black man that made everything inside space. A lot of people gon' hate. Yeah, a lot of people gon' hate. And if you want, but the 12 tribes running inside them gates to Zion.
You catch me trying, you sidestepping, we high stepping the other way. It's weed time, the end time looks like the end zone. Back to Zion and we Dion for my high life in this low estate. And tried the OD for my heritage and Deuteronomy. Can't spell roots without the OT. Trying to bring people to the most high, trying to open eyes to who don't see. These giants are no tyrants, I'm looking at them, they 4 feet. The people that you hate will be the righteous women and kings. So this BTZ will not be on TV screens. Got the whole team with me, and when it came on, we gon' praise the Most High and get our dab on like wow.
One day we gon' be on our way to Zion, beside our Savior. We gon' gather us from IBs of the nations. On that day, it's gon' be a celebration. We on our way back
to Zion.
Way back to Zion for sure. For sure, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in Zion. We will be back in our land. Though we were born, many of us in America, America is not our home. This is not our dwelling place. We will be put back in our land. Per scripture. But there are a few things that have to take place first. So, we're going to get into a little scriptural lesson about Galatians. We'll give you a little quick lesson here on Galatians. So that many of you can get clarity. And you check these lessons with scripture and study along and make your own calculated, commonsensical decision on what these scriptures are bringing out. And if you are objective, you may just learn that the belief system that you've been taught on these scriptures is not so. But I'll leave that up to you.
Galatians 5, one more get.
Galatians 5 and 1.
We're going to read 1 to 3.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free.
So Paul is saying, stand fast in the new covenant. Stand fast. Go ahead.
And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Don't be entangled in the old covenant of Moses with animal sacrifice. Go ahead.
Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing.
See, people get confused and they go, see, we ain't got to get circumcised. That's not what he's saying. We've already discussed it. He says, if you be circumcised, Christ ain't profiting you. What is he talking about? Right. Act. Now watch this. I'm going to give you another precept to add to that. We read, now the precept was Ephesians 2:11. Here's another one. Acts 11:2. When it's talking about circumcise, it's calling them the circumcision, Acts 11 and 2.
Acts 11, verse 2. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him.
They which were of the circumcision contended with them. So those men that were called the circumcision were those men under the old covenant, saying, not only do you got to get circumcised, yes, but you must keep every statute and substance. Give me some words. Sacrifice all the statutes, some statutes that pertain to it. You have to do it all. Drink offerings, meat offerings, on certain days, meat offerings, drink offerings, even washing your hands to a certain part of your arm. You had to do it all. So back to Galatians.
Galatians 5 verse 2. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised.
If you be circumcised, meaning you follow in the circumcision.
Christ shall profit you nothing.
Christ's sacrifice ain't profiting you. But why? Because you trusting in the circumcision of Moses, which is animal what? Sacrifice. Go ahead.
For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law.
Right. If you are following the circumcised, meaning the circumcision, you are a debtor to do the whole law. Do you have a farm? Oh, you do. Some of you might have land on your property. You must plant crops. And if you plant crops, you must give 10% of that to who?
The Levites.
And the Levites have to take some of that to where? Jerusalem. But there's no temple there, so there's a problem now. Now you got trouble. But how are we going to do it? Because you still got to do it. Everybody understand that? You would still have to follow everything Moses prescribed under the Levitical order. That's why I said Christ is the new priesthood. And they were going, no, we ain't with Christ. We with Moses, what he said. And Peter and Paul and them were saying, if you do that, you're going to be in trouble. Because why? They knew 70 AD was coming. There would be no temple. The Levitical priesthood would be destroyed. Now what you going to do? What are we going to do now? I don't know. Read it one more time. Liam, where you at?
Verse 3. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law.
Now watch this. Let's go to James 2 and 10. I want y'all to pay close attention. These are must-know scriptures. These are scriptures you're going to have to go over and over till it gets in your spirit, in your mind. Believe it or not, the average Israelite. James 2, we're going to read verse 10 through 14.
James chapter 2, verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
Pause right there. Read it one more again.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law.
Stop. What is James talking about? I didn't see one hand up. Everybody's hand should be up. Let me hear that new brother with the black and gray stripe.
He's talking about sacrificial laws?
That's what he's talking about. He's talking about once you get under that, you have to do everything, including the tithing of your seeds and everything. Your wife, if she's on her menstrual, she can't be in the house with you. You have to do everything. Everybody with me? And if you can, you got to get that lamb and sacrifice. And Peter already told you, Paul said, that animal sacrifice, could it save us? Could it take away sins? Hebrews not. Where did we just read that? Hebrews what?
Hebrews 10.
Hebrews 10, 11 said those things could never take away sin. Here your wife is on her menstrual. When she has her menstrual, when it's done, she's supposed to do what? Sacrifice. Oh, but I don't own a lamb or a goat. What I'm going to do now? That's how you know all these Old Testament Israelites that say they don't believe in JC, they full of SH. I'm going to tell you straight. How they getting mercy? How they getting forgiveness? Where you at, Officer Liam?
Verse 11.
Read it again. Read the whole 10
verse
again.
Verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
So the whole law, he's talking about what? Animal sacrifice under the old covenant of Moses. Go ahead.
For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy.
Let me ask this question. What is the law of liberty? What is the... We've already read word scriptures that discuss the liberty wherein we have been made free. What is the liberty? The next brother, yes, with his hand up. Yes, you. What is the liberty?
New covenant with Christ?
Yes, the new covenant was with Christ. He's making it. James is making a distinction between the law of liberty and the whole law. The whole law referred to the old covenant of animal sacrifice. The law of liberty referred to the new covenant in Christ. Write that down. I might be going too fast for y'all. Liam, let's start from verse 10 one more again.
First,
because you got, I won't say it, but just start again.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
Right. Now, watch this. I'm going to show you he's guilty of all. I'm going to show you that's what Moses said. Liam, or was it Liam? Give me Deuteronomy 27, 26. Where it said you're guilty of all, Moses said the same words, or paraphrased the same words. Let's say that.
Deuteronomy 27, verse 26. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them.
Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people said what?
Amen.
So when Moses was before Israel and he read all those 600 semi laws, he said, y'all agree with that? Everybody over there said, amen. He said, oh, y'all agree with that, Israel here? Everybody here said, amen. All y'all agree with that, you women? They all said, amen. So we bound ourselves under a curse. What did you say, Elvis?
So what did that actually mean? That meant if you slipped up once, you was in trouble.
Exactly. Guess what? When we went in captivity under Babylon, they wasn't letting us sacrifice. We was messed up then too. You remember that? Persia, Media, the Greeks. The Greeks didn't let us sacrifice. Rome let us sacrifice for a short period. Then they cut it off. So what we going to do now? We all messed up because we both bound under that. If you don't read that again, Liam, Officer Liam.
Deuteronomy 27, verse 26. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them.
Cursed be he that confirmeth not all. You got to stress them, all the words of this book to do them. Now James 2:10. Saying the same thing.
James 2:10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law. Translation, keep all the law. Go ahead.
And yet offend in one point.
And you offend in one point. Your wife might have forgot to sacrifice after she finished her menstrual. What?
He is guilty of all.
You are guilty of breaking everything Moses gave us. Go ahead.
For he that said, do not commit adultery.
He that says, don't commit adultery.
Said also, do not kill.
He said, don't kill.
Now if thou commit no adultery.
Now if you commit no adultery.
Yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law.
You are become a transgressor of the law. So he said, yeah, you are guilty. Go ahead, but watch this.
So speak ye, and so do.
So teach that, and so do.
As they that shall be judged by the law of liberty.
Right. We shall be judged by the law of liberty, meaning the new covenant in Christ, not the old covenant that Moses gave us. Because under the law of Moses, we would all be dead, 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 dead. Did everybody understand that?
All right. So that was a snippet of our lesson today on Galatians. We're going to give you more. We're going to give you more to chew on. But the understanding comes to the Most High's true people, his true prophets. Unto us, we're given the oracles of God. And things have been taught from a sideways perspective for too long. And we are awakening, and we are here to teach the nations the true interpretations. So, without further ado, I made a mistake on the last song, To Zion. It was Brother Sharatazar, and I said it was Brother Rashad, because now I'm going to give you another To Zion, the slower version, by Brother Elder Rashad. Enjoy To Zion.
Lost, but now I'm found. I'm a child of Israel. I heard the sound. Please give me the strength to stand today. With my eyes towards the east, show me.
That is more than likely my favorite Israelite song to date. To Zion, we are headed to Zion. My father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not, O Father, into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Father, we thank you today for this awakening that we are going through. We thank you for breathing on these dry bones. We pray that these dry bones can awaken all over the earth. We pray that the fog we've been walking around in for thousands of years, we would come out of it en masse. I know your word says 2/3 will not make it, meaning only that means that 66% of us will unfortunately not come out of our fog. But I pray for my family and my people across the earth that as many as will would hear your words, that would recognize, as the ox does, who their master is and how to serve you. Shalom. All right. We are going to hit you with another song here. This is from Era Amuna featuring Yushriya Yashrayal and King Lamon. This is called Wake Up. Wake up, Jacob.
And if you want to know the truth, head go. Most of the people in the world that see the wrong is right and right is wrong. Seems like deception everywhere you turn. Some of let it burn, but let's take heed to life lessons and learn. Gotta pray to discern when the evil one is coming to you. By the thing that you wanting to do. And rather than coming and leaving, it's better you never had knew. The ways are righteous. People like me, I have no excuse. But then again, why would I even want to ever turn from you? There's no other way that I could stay away from you today. No, 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 no. Yeah. There's no other way that I could stay from you today. Oh, oh, so go now. It's about to.
tribes of Israel ain't easy. But I love all of y'all, so I can't take it easy. Taking no days off, but no, my name is not Wale. Waking up, I see the Jake, so they don't get some flays. I don't wanna see my people cooked on that great day. That day Yahoo will pour his wrath on earth with fervent flames. Trying to get my people in that book and out them streets, so they don't have to feel Yahoo's wrath, that fervent heat. Would be cool to wake up every boo that's on this earth, invite them over for Shabbat, get them out of that Sunday church. Show them Jeremiah 10 about them Christmas trees. Tell them go get in their closet, bow their head and bend them knees. Cry out to Yahoo and repent. And repentance, if you one of his, then he will grant forgiveness, grant forgiveness. Would be cool to wake up every boo that's on this earth with that alarm clock with the Father. He ain't snoozing on his work, this will be done.
It's about to, I know I hate conviction, but it ain't about you. I wanna go to the kingdom when all that is his. I wish I could wake up every groove in the world. I wish I could wake up every groove in the world.
That was Aria Muna with Wake Up. Wake up, Jacob. All right. We're going to take a slight pause, and then we're going to hit you up in just a second with some more Galatians teachings so that you can come to the true understanding. This is DJ Yaakov. This is Righteous Radio, where the truth and only the truth is the sound. Okay, so let's keep it rolling. This is more scriptural lessons concerning Galatians. Oh, foolish Galatians is the name of the broadcast today. Listen and learn something.
Acts 15 and 7. Let's go. Acts 15 and 7. Write it down in your Bible. Write it down in your notes. Acts, start at verse 1.
The book of Acts, chapter 15 and verse 1. And certain men which came down from Judea.
Came down from where?
From Judea.
Who was in Judea? The Pharisees. You understand? Pharisees. The scribes. Read.
Taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised.
Except ye be circumcised.
After the manner of Moses.
After the manner of Moses. What did Moses, what was implemented through Moses? Animal sacrifice. It's not talking about the laws of God. It's not talking about thou shalt not kill, don't steal, don't commit adultery. It's talking about animal sacrifice. That's the law of, that's after the manner of the law of Moses. Read it again.
And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved.
See that? That's what was bewitching the Galatians now. Now you're backsliding back into animal sacrifice. Paul didn't teach animal sacrifice, right? Give me, go verse 7.
Verse 7.
Hold on, say what? Go ahead.
Verse 7. And when there had been much disputing.
And when there had been much disputing.
Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe.
See that? So Paul was not teaching animal sacrifice, y'all. He was teaching faith in Christ, grace and mercy through Christ. Keep the commandments with faith in Christ. No more sacrifice. You understand? Now go back. Galatians 3 and 1 again.
Galatians.
Now we're getting context.
Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians.
Oh, foolish Galatians. You fools that are set up. Go ahead.
Who hath bewitched you?
Who hath bewitched you? The southern kingdom, they of the circumcision bewitched the Galatians. Read.
That ye should not obey the truth.
The truth is that Christ dying on a cross is your salvation. You are covered in the blood. You know what the Christians say? You're covered in the blood. That's literally covered in the blood now. Faith in Christ. Go ahead. That's your sacrifice. Go ahead.
Before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you.
Read.
This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law?
Did you receive the Spirit by animal sacrifice? That's the works of the law. Once again, the works of the law is not the law of God. I'm going to say it again, y'all. Don't be fooled by a certain trickery of the words. I know it's hard when you... We all grew up Christian and believing in Baptist Church and the Methodist Church and the Catholic Church. We got to push that garbage out of our head. Works of the law is sacrifice. That's the works you do when you break the law. You commit a sacrifice. Everybody understand that, right? Brothers, sisters online, y'all understand that? Good. Read on.
Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law?
Did you receive the Spirit through the works of the law through sacrifice?
Or by the hearing of faith.
By what?
By the hearing of faith.
By you hearing. By you hearing. Hold that. I just thought of something. Give me Romans 10. You know what I want, right? Watch this, y'all. Romans 10.
The book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing.
Uh-oh. See, y'all see that? Faith comes by hearing. That's how you get your faith built up. You got to hear the word and hear the word constantly. Not hear it on the Sabbath. Close your notebook on Sunday. Don't open it again until next Sabbath. That's not increasing your faith. To increase your faith, you got to constantly hear the word. That's why you see IUIC, we put out videos every day. Every day there's a different camp, a different teaching. Four chapters a day now. Every day there's some kind of learning you could do with the body. This platform is next level. I don't know if y'all realize that. It's next level stuff here. But the amount of teachers we got that go live, teach you live, you can interact with different brothers live, even the Titus 2 for the sisters. You understand? These things are next level in Israel. Read it again.
So then faith cometh by hearing.
Read.
And hearing by the word of God.
And hearing by the word. There's more?
No, sir.
What's next after? Keep reading.
Verse 18. But I say, have ye not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth.
Their sound went into all the earth. God's word went out to all the earth. Go ahead.
And their words unto the ends of the world.
All praises. That's Israel. Go back now.
Galatians 3 verse 2.
Read.
This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law?
Did you receive the Spirit through the works of the law?
Or by the hearing of faith?
The Spirit. Let's deal with that Spirit. Bishop went heavy on it yesterday, and shout out Tuesday. Give me Proverbs 1:23. I like that one. How do you get the Spirit of God?
Proverbs
chapter... The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reproof.
Do what?
Turn you at my reproof.
And what will happen?
Behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you.
That's how you get the Spirit of God. That's how you get the Holy Ghost. First, you got to turn you at the reproof. You got to turn back, meaning repent. You ain't got no spirit if you ain't keeping God's laws. You understand? Now go back. And in order to keep God's laws, you have to hear. You have to listen and increase your faith. That's why Paul said, did you receive the Spirit of God through sacrifice? or the hearing to increase your faith? Read.
Galatians 3 and verse 2. This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith?
Now he's questioning them. How you receive the Spirit? You're going to turn back to sacrifice? You ain't received the Spirit like that. This church wasn't set up after sacrifice, after the circumcision. Read.
Are ye so foolish?
Are you so dumb? Read.
Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh?
Are you now made perfect by going backwards into sacrifice where we couldn't take that burden? And we kept going into captivity after captivity after captivity after the sacrifice? Read.
Verse 4. Have ye suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain.
Read.
He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
Stop right there. Brother, somebody break that down. It's not hard. Verse 5. Who wanted to take a shot at verse 5? It's not hard. Who want to raise a hand? Nobody? What about you, brothers? Zeeb, take a shot. Officer Zeeb. What does verse 5, read verse 5 again now.
Verse 5. He therefore that ministereth to you in this you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
What does that mean?
Paul's talking about, he's saying, me that I'm ministering among you, serving among you, do I do these miracles by the sacrifice or am I doing it by the word of Christ?
Good, that's all he's saying. Very good. That's all Paul's saying. You set up after me. I set you up as the leader, as the elder of the church. Am I doing these things, these great things amongst Israel, waking up Israel by sacrifice after the old covenant or after Christ, the new covenant? In other words, Paul's saying, I am the example you're supposed to follow. Not the Negroes in Judea that came and taught y'all, go back to the old covenant. Read.
Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
What does that mean now? Did Abraham keep God's laws, brothers? Shem says yes. How you know that? He didn't say he kept God's laws here. He said, hey, I just believed, and it was accounted for me for righteousness. All I did was believe. What saith thou?
He kept circumcision.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
The law of circumcision on the eighth day.
Okay, what does that mean?
That he kept God's laws.
That means by keeping circumcision.
Oh, no. What it's talking about there is how...
Let's read it again. Read it again.
Galatians 3, verse 6.
Even as Abraham believed God.
And it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Okay, what did Abraham believe?
He trusted in God.
Yaakov. Officer Yaakov.
He believed in the commandments. He trusted. He did the commandments of God.
Prove it.
Genesis chapter 26, verse 5.
Let's read it. Genesis 26 and 5. Write it down.
The book of Genesis chapter 26 and verse 5. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws.
Y'all see that? So Abraham was a law keeper, y'all. Don't let nobody fool you saying Abraham, oh, he just believed anything. He just believed. God said it, so I just believe it. No, if you believe something, you're going to put forth action to get it done. Don't let a Christian fool you, okay? Don't let a nasty, disgusting, urban, apologetic fool you either. They don't know the Bible. They know Christianity. They know white Jesus. They know that. They don't know the Bible, though. Let's stick with Abraham real quick. What else did Abraham do to show he believed? Let's go back to Shem. What else did Abraham do, Brother Shem?
He was going to sacrifice Isaac.
And what else? What does that mean?
And he believed that he was going to sacrifice him for God. And okay. God stopped him, and he believed that he wasn't going to let him do that.
He believed what?
He believed that God was going to save Isaac through that.
What do you mean, save Isaac?
I don't know how to put it in my words.
Zeeb, help him out. Another way that Abraham believed was he got circumcised.
No, stick with what the brother said.
Oh, about the sacrifice of his son?
Yeah.
As soon as the Lord told him to sacrifice his son, he was about to do it.
Yeah, he was about to do it. That's it. He was down to do whatever the Lord told him to do. Hey, I want you to sacrifice your son right here. He didn't even tell Isaac, hey, come on, son, we're gonna go up this mountain and we're gonna look for a sacrifice. Isaac said, where's the lamb at? I don't see no lamb. Y'all remember that, right? Let's go. Read on.
Galatians chapter 2 and verse 7.
No, 3 and 7.
Excuse me. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Anybody want to give it a shot? Or we can make it a little easier for y'all and keep reading the next verse. Would y'all like to keep reading the next verse? All right, let's read the next verse.
Verse 8. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed.
All right, let's stop right there. Woo! All nations. Hallelujah. See? Apologetic got you now. Got your ass. It ain't just for these Negroes in America. It's for everybody. What does that mean? 7 and 8. Put it together. Read it together.
Galatians 3 verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed.
What does that mean, brothers? Anybody on the Zoom, what does it mean? Anybody want to give it a shot? Yediah, let's go. Unmute yourself.
Does it mean that?
No, well, you already messed up. You already messed up. Does it mean? I asked you a question. Don't ask me what it means. I'm asking you, what does it mean? That's Christianity.
It means that the Israelites that are scattered abroad will be saved. That are scattered amongst all nations.
Let's deal with verse 7. We read it together. Now let's put it together. You're right by verse 7. Let's start with verse 7.
Now ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham, the children that are born of the faith.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
The children that are born of Isaac and Jacob.
Are you asking me or telling me?
Well, I'm saying because he made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Okay.
So they're born of the faith.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Anybody else want to add anything else? Because that was a horrible breakdown. Come on, brothers. Soldier Jehiah.
All right, it says verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So we have the faith in Jesus Christ that we just went over, and that's because that we don't believe in animal sacrifice anymore. We don't have to do it. And then when it goes down to number 8, it says that we were scattered, and these shall all nations be blessed. So we're scattered in all nations according to James, chapter 1, verse 1.
Okay, how do you know that's talking about Israel scattered?
Let's see. Israel scattered Deuteronomy.
No. But you said, in thee shall all nations be blessed. How you know that the blessing is for Israel?
Because we have the faith. Israel was the only one given. And the seed of Abraham was laws given to. It says, Abraham, did you know thee therefore that which are of faith are the children of Abraham? So the Israelites are the children of Abraham.
So is Ishmael. So is the Midianites. So is Midian. So is Keturah's kids. They were children of Abraham, weren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, so... So is Esau.
Right.
Esau get the kingdom too then. We're going to have white supremacy in the kingdom too. Hallelujah. It's going to be wonderful, ain't it? We're going to have police brutality, redlining, drugs, murder, all in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. It's going to be one. We're going to have hoes and niggas and hoes. Is that what we're going to have, bro? They the children of Abraham too. All right. Write this down. Write this down. Jahiah, you want to give it another shot? Yediah, give it another shot. I saw your hand up.
Is it Romans 9 and 4, the Israelites who were given the promises and the adoptions and the covenants?
What about it? What is that proving?
It shows that the children of the faith are Israel.
No. Acts 3:25. Write this down. It's a very key scripture that we're about to read.
The book of Acts, chapter 3 and verse 25. Ye are the children of the prophets.
Ye Israelites are the children of the prophets, read.
And of the covenant which God made with our fathers.
Now that goes with Romans 9 and 4. The covenants pertain to the Israelites, read.
Saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed.
So now, that goes back to Genesis chapter 22. We're going to read that too. In thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. Now, it's going to tell you what the blessing is. Like we just read in Galatians 3 and 8, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Same thing, right? In Acts 3:25, it said, all the kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. Now, in verse 26, it's going to tell you what is the blessing. Read.
Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus.
So here's a part of the blessing. Raising up Christ.
Sent him to bless you.
To bless you no matter where you are at. Remember, we're scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. Called Americans, called Cubans, called Mexicans, called Puerto Ricans and so forth. But the blessing, no matter where you're at, is what?
Unto you first, God, having raised up his son, Jesus.
Part of the blessing is raising up Christ.
Sent him to bless you.
Sent Christ to bless you.
In turning away every one of you from his iniquities.
That's the blessing, brothers and sisters. You got a chance to repent and come back to the covenant under Christ. That is the blessing, brothers and sisters. Anybody confused so far? Anybody got any questions so far? That's the blessing. Now, give me that in Genesis 22 and 18. Watch this. We're going to go a little further with that. All nations shall be blessed. Watch this.
The book of Genesis, chapter 22, verse 18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
In Abraham shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Here's one way you could break that down. Genesis 17 and... Hold on. Let me get it. Genesis 17. I just want to get the verse. It talks about Abraham. Verse 5. Genesis. Watch this. 17 and 5. Genesis. Watch this.
Genesis 17, verse 5.
Now, remember what we just read. We just read that all nations of the earth shall be blessed, right? in your seed, Abraham. Read.
Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee.
That's the key right there. It says a father of many nations, not a father of all nations. All nations did not come out of Father Abraham. Abraham is not the Hamites' father. Abraham is not the Canaanites' father, the Jebusites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Japhetic nation's father. He's only the father for the 12 tribes of Israel, and we're going to prove it. It will be proved. Let me rephrase that. The chosen seed is of Abraham. Let me get my words right. Anybody confused so far? Because we just knocked out a whole bunch of nations right there. That proves the seed is not talking about all nations. But it's that specific chosen seed that's in all nations scattered abroad. They got the chance at repentance now. The hell the white man got a salvation for? What salvation does he not have? He's in his kingdom. He's got his own land. Excuse me. He's got lands, plural. He's in all lands, ruling. The hell does he has a military, nuclear weapons, his own economy. He got a government. What the hell does he need to be saved from or redeemed from? Same with all the other nations. The Chinese got their own everything. The Japanese, the East Indians, every nation but the children of Israel. We're the ones that need redeemed. We need that blessing. Y'all see that? Now go back, Genesis 22 and 18. Watch this. So I hope y'all writing these down.
Genesis 22 verse 18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why?
Because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Because you obeyed what I told you to do. Let's prove further that's not talking about everybody on the planet earth getting that blessing. Jump up to verse 17.
Verse 17. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven.
Remember, he's talking to Abraham. Go ahead.
And as the sand which is upon the seashore.
Read.
And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
Ooh, hold on now. How the hell is the blessing of Abraham for everybody if Abraham's seed is going to inherit his enemies, to possess the gate of his enemies? Wait a minute. I'm confused now. Apologetic. Somebody explain this to me. How the hell can the blessing be for you when there's supposed to be some enemies around here? Who's the enemy then? If the blessing for everybody on the planet Earth, who the hell is the enemy? Go back, Galatians 3 and 8.
Galatians.
I hope y'all writing these down.
Galatians chapter 3 and verse 8. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith.
God would justify the heathen through faith. Justify what heathen? The heathen called themselves Galatians. The heathen called themselves Corinthians. The heathens called themselves Ephesians. That's the heathen called themselves Mexicans. That's you today. The heathen called themselves African Americans and Afro Americans. You the heathen that needs justifying. Hold that. Galatians, jump up a chapter 2 and 7.
Galatians 2:9. Verse 7. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me.
Talking about Paul.
As the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter.
So the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. Peter went to the southern kingdom. Paul went to the northern kingdom. Read.
For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles.
So the same spirit, they were rolling in the same spirit at one time. Paul did the work for the northern kingdom. Peter did the work for the southern kingdom. Keep reading.
And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived by grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship.
Here's the point.
That we should go unto the heathen and they unto the circumcision.
That we should go unto the heathen. What heathen? The Galatians, the northern kingdom. The Corinthians, the Ephesians, the Philippians, and so forth. That's the heathen they went to. Go back now and read 8 again.
Galatians 3 verse 8. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen
through Christ.
Preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed.
One more. Ezekiel 20 and 31. The heathen. The word heathen just means nations. Okay? In thee shall all nations be blessed. You the heathen that need justifying. You the heathen that need that blessing right here. You the one being oppressed. You captive. They not captive. You are. Read what you got.
Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 31. For when ye offer your gifts, when ye make your sons pass through the fire, pollute yourselves.
Go ahead.
With all your idols.
With all your idols. That's what we do. We're into idolatry. Still today, read.
Even unto this day. Uh-huh. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel?
Read.
As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you.
Read.
And that which cometh into your mind
And Israel, what comes into your mind
shall not be at all.
What's coming into your mind is not going to be at all. Read.
We will be as the heathen.
That's what we want to be. We want to be like the other nations so damn bad. But when we're like the other nations, we get put under the other nations. Read.
As the families and of the countries to serve wood and stone.
To serve idols. To serve idolatry. Now go back. Give me verse 9.
Galatians chapter 3 verse 9. So then they which of the faith.
Wait, slow down. So then they which be of faith. Uh-huh.
Are blessed with faithful Abraham.
So that's how you get the blessing with faithful Abraham, right? You got to have faith in what? Christ. Read.
For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not.
Read it again.
Verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse.
Stop. What does that mean, brothers? For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. Brother Shem, what does that mean?
That goes into for those that are still sacrificing for sins are actually because there was some sins that you couldn't sacrifice for. You'd be put to death. So that's what it's talking about.
Very good. Certain sins you cannot atone for with a sheep's, with a lamb's blood, a goat's blood, a turtle dove, and so forth. It had to be your blood had to be shed. You understand? That's what's going on. So read it again.
Galatians 3 verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse.
Read.
For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
Deuteronomy 27 and 26. Yes, Zeev. The curse is death. That's the curse. No, and we're going to get the curse. We're going to get some of the curse. Watch.
Deuteronomy chapter 27.
Not necessarily death, but that's a part of it. Watch.
Deuteronomy 27 verse 26. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them.
To do them. Go ahead.
And all the people shall say amen.
And all the people shall say amen. Jump to 28 and 15.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
We all know this scripture. This is basic Israelite 101 here. Right? Deuteronomy 20 and 15. Go ahead.
To observe, to do all his commandments.
To do all his law.
And his statutes.
Read.
Which I command thee this day.
Read.
That all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
See that all these curses. Now we're under that curse. We break God's laws. We're under that curse. Go back.
Galatians chapter 3.
One verse in again. 11.
And verse 11. but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God.
Stop right there. No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. Go ahead.
It is evident.
It is evident.
For the just shall live by faith.
What does that mean? Officer Yaakov, don't think too hard. It ain't that deep. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
So we're saying the just shall live by faith, meaning the ones that believe in Christ. And not believing in the old covenant, which is the old master, the old master keeper, Moses' covenant.
Law of Moses.
Yes, the law of Moses.
Okay, all right. Go to Galatians 2:16. Watch this. Let's clear it up. Now remember, brothers, sisters, when you read the book of Galatians, something might not sound, he's not playing with his words. You have to dig around a little bit. You have to look around. You have to go up a verse, down a verse, keep it in context and so forth and so on, right? But we're going to jump back a chapter. Let's see if Paul said the same thing anywhere else or something similar. Let's see if he made it plainer anywhere else. Galatians 2:16.
Galatians chapter 2, verse 16.
Knowing that
a man is not justified by the works of the law.
Now we know what law Paul is talking about. The works of the law. Not thou shalt not kill, not thou shalt not steal. Right? But we're going to get that too. Go ahead.
But
because it goes twofold. Watch this.
But by the faith of Jesus Christ.
So we're justified by faith in Christ. Read.
Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
Y'all see that? By the works of the law, you can't be justified. By sacrifice, you can't be justified. It can't make you perfect, like it says in Hebrews 10. It can't make you, never made us perfect. So what we would do, we would sin. It's no big deal. I only slept with his wife. No big deal. Let me just go sacrifice. Not sleep with his wife. I only stole this. So let me go sacrifice a goat, bring it to Levi. Levi, wicked as hell, and he's sacrificing for you. Y'all see how, that's how it was. Levi wasn't right. We bring the lame goat to Levi. Levi sacrifice. And Levi, still doing his own wickedness, but he atoning for your sin. Y'all see that? So it can't make you perfect. Yeah, Levi ate half the damn sacrifice. Yeah. Read what you got.
Verse 17. But if.
No, that's it.
Yes, sir.
Go back to Galatians 3 and 12.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 12. And the law is not of faith.
Now, it says the law. No, hold that. Romans 3:23 to go with Galatians 3 and 11. Watch this.
Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God.
Now, that's a scripture every apologetic knows right there. Oh, you're trying to justify yourself by the law. You wicked as hell. You can't justify yourself by the law. What's wrong with you? This is a scripture every Christian knows and keeps that locked and loaded in the back of their mind right there. We all come short of the glory of God. No big deal. I could do anything I want. So don't judge me. I won't judge you. You stay on that side, I'm going to stay and do my sin over here. You stay on that, you're too righteous for me. We all fall short. So now let's ask ourselves a question since we all fall short. Because that's what the scripture says, right? We do fall short, right? Absolutely. Do we remain falling short or do we strive for perfection as Christ said to? Which one do we do? Do we give up because we all fall short or do we strive for the perfection like Christ? Hold that. Give me that. Matthew 5:48. Let's see what the Bible says. Matthew. Now, you got to think about this. An apologetic, they love running to Paul. They love Paul, or they think they love Paul. They, let me rephrase, they love twisting Paul's words. I like that one better. That's what they love doing. Read what you got.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Be ye therefore perfect.
Do what?
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Hey, sound like a commandment to me. That sounds like a commandment to me. Hold that. Give me the one in Matthew 7, I think. Strive for the straight gate.
Matthew,
give me that one.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Straight, meaning strict. S-T-R-A-I-T. S-T-R-A-I-T means strict. Enter in at the strict gate. Not the wide gate where you get where you stood at the club doing banging holes. You can't get in that way. You ain't coming. You can't come doing birthdays and Easter and Christmas. You ain't coming. You ain't getting in. Enter in at the strict gate, that narrow path. Read.
For wide is the gate,
uh-huh,
and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
That's what God said. So you go ahead and follow those apologetics with the emotional and weak Galatians breakdown, the Galatians 3 breakdown. You buy into that. Eventually, you're going to get that death. Just wait for it. It's coming. Keep following them Negroes, urban apologetics. And why you got two sects? You got the apologetics, and then you got the urban one. These are the urban ones. The hip, cool, nigger apologetics. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's geared towards tricking you Negroes out of your blessing. They tricking you out of your crown. That's what they doing. They tricking you out of your crown, man. They taking your crown. You follow them, go back into that old way. You snatch your crown. Go back to white Jesus, man. That's what's going on. Read what you got.
And many there be which go thereat.
Many there be is going to the wide gate, the apologetic gate, the white Jesus gate. Now go back, Galatians 3.
Galatians chapter 3 and verse 12. And the law is not of faith.
So you can't have both. You can't have the old covenant of the law of sacrifice and the new covenant with faith in Christ. The law is not of faith. You go back. Think about this, brothers, sisters. You go back into sacrifice. What are you saying about Jesus Christ when you go back into sacrifice? You're saying.
Okay, I think we gave you enough scriptural fire today, more than you will ever get in any Christian church as far as understanding. I promise you, I've been in Christian churches for years, and you will never get the understanding of scriptures like you get from God's true people. Even though some of the people that are teaching in these Christian churches are also God's true people by lineage, but they have not yet awakened, and they have been taught by the oppressor who cannot teach you the scriptures because it was not given to him to teach the scriptures. Who was it given to? Those, as the scriptures say, who were weaned by the milk. Those who are the prophets of the Most High. Surely I will reveal. Surely I will do nothing without revealing it to my servants, the prophets. You cannot be a prophet if you're not following the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Most High, even though you may come from the lineage. This is just scriptural. So, we digress for today on the scriptures, and we're going to take you out with a wonderful track called The Awakening, as we are in this awakening, and it will not and cannot be stopped. So until next week, this is DJ Yaakov. This is Righteous Radio, where the truth is the sound. And this is The Awakening.
Most High, creator of the earth, the sea, and me. Until next week, this is Righteous Radio, where the truth is the sound. Righteousness is in the atmosphere. Can you feel it? Shalom.